Now, you may remember that the Czech authorities recently granted permission to experts from Denmark's Aarhus University to explore the grave of astronomer Tycho Brahe. The famous Danish-born scholar died in Prague in 1601 under suspicious circumstances. Peter Andersen, who has a theory linking the Danish king to the astronomer's death, says research should be done in Denmark as well and that the consequences could be far-reaching. Jan Richter has the details.
The mystery surrounding the death of Danish astronomer Tycho Brahe may finally be resolved. In November, a team of experts from Aarhus University in Denmark will explore Brahe's grave in Prague's Steen Church and analyze his remains. Zdeněk Dragon is an archaeologist at the National Heritage Institute.
The goal of the project is to examine Tycho Brahe's remains and to extract some samples. Then, laboratory tests should throw more light on the issue that has recently been discussed, the presence of arsenic and so on. The main aim is to find out more about Brahe's death.
Strasbourg-based Professor Peter Andersen believes Brahe was murdered in Prague at the behest of the Danish king Christian IV. He says the research should be extended to Denmark in order to compare the DNA samples of the astronomer and the king.
Now they will have to explain exactly who will be involved in this project. Only Danes or also Czech people? And will they take DNA? Are they willing to make steps to reopen graves in Denmark? Because everything is related. You cannot resolve the enigma only in Prague.
Mr. Andersen says the analysis might confirm his suspicion that Tycho Brahe was in fact the king's father. This would explain why the conflict between the two men became so personal. If that turns out to be the case, the consequences would be serious.
That would mean that 300 years of Danish kings were bastards. Not the present queen. She is not a descendant from Christian, but she is, unfortunately for her, perhaps, she is the descendant of this uncle who was in Prague discussing the killing with the emperor. All people in the world, I think, have some ancestor a little bit criminal, but her great-great-great-great-great-grandfather is my main suspect in Denmark.
There are many other theories about what happened to Tycho Brahe in Prague. A popular legend has it that his bladder burst during a dinner party because he was too polite to leave the table in the presence of Emperor Rudolf. Mr. Andersen says this theory spread after it was mentioned in the 1990 novel Immortality by the Czech-born author Milan Kundera.
I've spoken with Kundera. He called me up personally. I was very flattered last year. And he said he didn't know himself where he had read it. He said everybody tells that in Prague. And I have tried to find the first written mention of this burst bladder. And it's, in fact, an Austrian doctor. He wrote a textbook for medicine. And this doctor, Austrian doctor, he was working for some time in Prague. And he needed an example for burst bladder, and he didn't find any burst bladder in whole history. Only Tycho.
Danish Professor Peter Andersen digging into the past.